Journey to Pentecost, week 7, day 113, May the 13th, 2024. One nation under God. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 5 through 13. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man had heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and the strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Devotion. Only God can take nations, have them in the same place, speaking their own language that glorifies God at the same time. How can one be on one accord when speaking something different? The Holy Spirit. Have you ever witnessed the move of God where the saints are speaking in tongues, but not saying the same thing in the tongue? That's what I imagine here. Even though the language was different, the person they were glorifying wasn't. God understands everyone's way of worshiping him. In this scripture, the Jews who came to Jerusalem didn't understand how the Galileans, non-Jews, could be speaking their language, which they were not born with. They were so perplexed about what was going on, they thought the people were drunk. The Holy Spirit moves on hearts that are opened to receive. There is no mystery to receiving the gift. The Holy Spirit is multicultural and bilingual in every land, an all-inclusive spirit. Winky face. As we continue on the journey to Pentecost, if you have not yet experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, open your heart to receive the gift Jesus left for us. He will lead you and guide you into all truth about the Word of God. Prayer. Lord, we thank you for making the Holy Spirit available to all men, not just to the Jews, but to all mankind. We will use the gift of the Holy Spirit to glorify your goodness among men. In Jesus' name, amen.